coming to you from our new home at DynastyLeagueFootball.com and a DLF family of podcasts. We are the Superflex Super Show. We talk QB values, Superflex strategies, evaluate and debate Superflex trades, plus our own twist on Superflex team management with exercises like Tinderflex, Super 6, and You Are Nuts. So when you're done with this awesome DLF podcast, find us on Twitter at Superflex Show and join us in the discussion of the fastest growing format in all of fantasy football, Superflex, on the Superflex Super Show.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
Welcome back to Dynasty Game Night. We've got a competitor bouncing up and down already to take on Matt Price. Before we get to that competitor, Matt, how are you doing tonight? You ready for this?
I am. I'm doing great. Looking forward to a rematch with one eye and playing against a new competitor who absolutely destroyed the game that he was on this episode. So I'm really looking forward to this. I think I might get my first loss tonight, Sean.
Let's all hope so. All right, let's bring in TJ first. TJ Calkins, how are you doing tonight?
What up, man? I'm feeling good. Glad to be here.
All right. And finally, we've got somebody who's ready to present himself, I'm imagining. Curtis Patrick, let's go.
I got to have the entrance. Last time, I went old school. This time, I'm going with a different genre. And I'm still the same old C. Let's go, boys.
All right. Well, everybody, we've got three games.
Our younger audience will have no clue what that is, but man, that just takes me back. I might just not do the episode now. I'm just going to listen to that.
I like
they
that you
forget
think,
about oh, Dre. They never knew.
I like that you exactly. think that we have yeah. any younger listeners. That's funny.
Only old white.
It's all relative, man.
Show.
Yeah, these, I'm pretty sure that's our.
He's like 29-year-old whippersnappers out there. I know you got a few.
Casey Kasem, she probably knows who that is. she is it. That's it. Good job, Casey. I thought you're going to get who that was. All right, let's see here. Before we get into the games, we should always mention we are now a proud member of the DLF family of podcasts. Thanks for giving us that that microphone, DLF. Hopefully we can present it proudly tonight. Also, we always have shirts for sale. $15, super duper cheap. So if anybody wants to get a shirt, go ahead and hit up me or Matt. We are happy to go ahead and send them on out. Three games tonight. We're going to let Matt choose. The three options are ADP Bullshit, Dynasty Trade Calculator Trade Game, and Apex Predator, which we're going to save for the final game. So Matt, you get to choose between ADP Bullshit or Dynasty Trade Calculator. Where do you want to begin?
We got to go ADP BS, John.
I lined it up on my screen, and that is my first one. I knew that's where you were going. All right, so to recap for ADP Bullshit, the way we're going to do this, I will give you a position and a range in overall ADP. You will get to tell me how many of those players you can name. So, for instance, we're going to start with quarterback, and I'm going to give you a range of 126 to 158. There are 9 quarterbacks that fall in that range. You'll have to tell me your bid. Whoever is the high bidder gets to go for it. If they're right, they get a point. If the person calls bullshit on them and the person that goes for it does not get it right, the person that calls them out gets the point. We're going to start with Matt. So Matt, again, quarterback range 126 to 158. Your roadmap marker is Andrew Luck at 119. 9 quarterbacks in that range, Matt. How many can you name?
126 to 158.
That is correct.
And there are 9.
There are 9.
I'll say 4.
Say four. All right, we'll go over to TJ. TJ, do you want to up the bid, or do you want to let Matt go for it at just four?
I'll go five. I'll give it a try.
All righty, TJ's going for five. Curtis, do you want to go up to six, or do you want to make TJ
I want no part of this, man. TJ, good luck to you, man.
All righty.
This is quicksand. I'm out.
The key here is Matt is not starting off the round with a point, no matter what. TJ Calkins, you got to get five. Again, the marker is Andrew Luck at 119. There are nine quarterbacks after him between 126 and 158. Fire away when you're ready.
So Matt can't bid six. I thought he could come back and bid more.
Nope. Matt is out of it.
I'm feeling I know how this game's going to go.
All right. Baker.
Baker Mayfield in there at 127. That's one. Four to go.
Matt Ryan,
132. You've got two of them.
Brady.
Tom Brady just squeezes in there at 157. That's three.
Oh, Cousins.
Kirk Cousins, number 130. You've got four. You only have to get one more to get the point.
I'm hem-hawing between two fourth-year quarterbacks that – I don't know if they're going to be on the tail end or if they're going to be out. Jameis and Mariota are who I'm weighing. And I don't know if either are going to be correct.
Okay. I'll just give it to you because guess they're both in there. Yeah. So Jameis is at 137.
Nice job, TJ.
Mariota at 158. So you got six of them. Well done.
Where are the other three? Like
I'm gonna guess Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers has to be one.
I got Rivers is not in there.
I got two negative guesses. No. Imaginary. I got Garoppolo.
Garoppolo's on there.
And Breeze.
Breeze is on there. There's one more rookie.
Rosen.
Jackson. Nope. Jackson.
Lamar Jackson. Yeah. That is it.
Come on, you guys stop that. Don't draft him there.
So TJ is on the board with the point to begin with, which means he gets to choose the opening shot for running backs. We have a super tight range of 103 to 114. There are eight running backs in that range. Your marker is Deion Lewis at 98. So just before the range is Deion Lewis. 103 to 114. TJ, where do you want to open the bidding at?
I'll take a shot in the dark at one just because bidding zero is no fun.
Okay. Matt, do you want to go to two or do you want to see if he can win the point on just one running back?
No, but I have to strategically place my bid to make sure Curtis doesn't bid more because then TJ is going to challenge Curtis. I'm pretty sure what's going to happen.
I think so you're right. I think that would definitely happen.
I'll take half of them. I'll take four.
Whoa.
All right, Matt's at four. Matt playing the strategery game. Curtis, do you want to go to five, six, seven, or eight? Or do you want to just let Matt go for four of these?
Three was going to be my number, and I didn't feel great about it. I'm going to let him try four.
All righty, Matt. Four running backs between 103 and 114.
Okay, I wrote down Nyheim Hines.
Nailed it. He's at 110.
I wrote down Philip Lindsay.
He's at 104.
Those are the only two I was really confident about. How about Duke Johnson?
Duke Johnson, 109. One more and you get the point.
Oh, man. I'll say Chris Carson.
Chris Carson, 108. Matt gets the point. Congratulations, Matt.
Carson was literally the one I bid. It was going to be Carson. So good work there, man.
Anybody want to throw out the other names for the rest of the list here?
I was going to guess James White was
that was my next one too.
James White, 114. He's on there.
Ooh, I just made it.
Yep. Also, Matt Breda.
I don't think I know any other.
Matt Breda, 103. Mm. LaShawn McCoy still hanging in there at 111. Ooh. And TJ Yeldon at 113.
Yes. Wow. I'm selling.
Climbing, man. Climbing.
All righty, we've got two more. We've got two more, so we're going to move over to wide receiver. Matt will get to go first this time. The range, again, it's tight, 89 to 102. So basically just before all those running backs was a whole bunch of wide receivers, eight of them in that range between 89 and 102. Sterling Shepard is your marker at 86, Matt. How many can you name?
I'll say three.
Curtis Patrick, do you want to go over top and go for four of them or let Matt try and win the point for three?
I mean, I'll try four. I'm going to have to play at some point.
All righty. Going forward with four. TJ, you want to bump TJ it to five? Five,
buddy? Bail me out.
How many did you say there were?
He said four, so you have to go minimum five or let Curtis go for it.
How many are in
eight
the
of them, but eight wide receivers between 89 and 102.
And Shep is the marker. Go ahead, Curtis. I'm not even going to jam.
All righty, Curtis. Let's hear the four of them. 89 to 102. Sterling Shepard is your marker at 86.
Smokey John Brown.
John Brown comes in at 96. You're good.
Kenny Stills.
Kenny Stills right after him at 97. Halfway there.
Antonio Callaway.
Antonio Callaway right before John Brown at 95. One to go.
Is that good?
Yeah, you're good. One to go, and you bid four, right?
Yes.
So you got to get one more.
How about Anunua?
Quincy Anunua.
Quincy Anunua.
100. You nice. Nailed the middle of the range right there. Nice job, Curtis Patrick.
I do not have a fifth, so.
Anybody want to throw out a name?
Crowder, man. Crowder's got to be in there.
Crowder's 102 right at the end of the range. All right, to finish it off, we've got James Washington, 89, Marquise Goodwin, 90, and Geronimo Allison at 101. We are tied 1-1-1. We move to the awesome position of fantasy football, tight ends. Tight ends gets to decide a game. Yay. And Curtis, you get to start since you won the last point. So we've got a range of tight ends here, 128 to 148. Your marker's on the other side of the range this time. Jack Doyle is 153. So these are seven tight ends drafted before Jack Doyle, 128 to 148. Curtis, how many can you name?
I will bid three.
Three. TJ Calkins.
I can't let him go for it for the game, but I have three written down that I'm sure of. And now I need to come up with a fourth one.
You going to bid four? Take
I'll
the chance.
Four. I can't let him play for
you,
it. I'll play
you might not get a chance. Matt Price, you going to go above four?
128 to 148.
Correct.
And there are seven of them.
There are seven. Can you do five out of seven for the game?
The smart move would be to let TJ take this, but I can't go out like that. I gotta take a stab. I'll go five.
Earn it. Way to go. All right. You're at five.
That's a lot.
Curtis, do you want to do six out of seven?
Six out of seven.
Do you want to do twice what you originally bid?
No. Okay. So we all know the answer to that, but I mean, I kind of pride myself on tight ends. I feel like, I mean, I give tight ends a lot of love, but I don't think I can. I'm not risking a point for six out of seven. That would be bold even for me. So, Matt, knock yourself out, buddy.
All right, Matt Price, you got to get five.
And you said Doyle was at the far end of it.
Seven tight ends, 128 to 148. Jack Doyle is at 153.
Okay. Oh man. Okay, I'm gonna say Eric Ebron.
He is in there at 133. That's one.
Mike Gesicki.
Mike Gesicki comes in at 142. That's two.
here's where it gets sticky already. Greg Olson.
Greg Olson, 146. That's three of them.
Two more. Vance McDonald.
Vance McDonald just makes it at 148. To go, Matt, for the game.
I think you got it now. That was it. I wouldn't have gotten Vance. I didn't think he was caught up to like that.
I think I got it. Oh, man. I got Ebron, Gesicki, Vance, and all right. I'm going to go Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy Graham, 139 for the win. Matt gets the game.
Oh, God.
Matt is up on the night.
I almost said Hayden Hurst. Is he in there?
Hurst is not in there.
No, can I grab the other two? I know one of them. My three.
Curtis, give me your one.
Jared Cook, baby.
Jared Cook squeezes in there. You get an imaginary point bumped back up to zero. All right.
Goddard's got to be the last one.
Goddard is the final one. Nice job, guys. This is going to be a fun night if you're going to be that on top of it. Man, you guys nailed that game. Matt still won, of course, but very well played. We're going to switch over now to Dynasty Trade Game. In this game, I am going to give you two players. You will get to choose to trade for one of them, if you so choose, or you can trade for two of them. The catch is, if you want to go for one of them, you've got to give me two players. If you want to go for both of them, you have to give me just one player. So no direct one-for-one trades, no draft picks, Matt Price. This is nothing but player for two players, or vice versa.
This is going to be ugly.
You get to start out, Matt. And the first pairing that we have is Philip Lindsay or James Conner. Who do you want to go for, and what do you want to give me?
Jeez. I'll go with James Conner. I'll offer Tevin Coleman and Christian Kirk.
All right, we'll slide over to TJ now. TJ, do you want to go for Philip Lindsay, Conner, or both?
I'm going to go for both.
Okay.
So you get I have to offer one player.
For the pair.
Gonna offer AJ Green.
All righty, Curtis. You want to go for one of them or both of them?
I'm gonna go for both. And I'm gonna offer Darius Geis.
All right, we'll go ahead and tally these up now. So Philip Lindsay comes in at a trade calculator value of 8, James Conner 13.4 for a grand total of 21.4. Matt made the offer for just Conner for Tevin Coleman and Christian Kirk. Tevin Coleman comes in at 7, Christian Kirk 12.2, total of 19.2. Very close to James Conner. Or I'm sorry, not close to James Conner.
Not at all close to James Conner.
Very, very close to the pair if he was going for the pair of them. AJ Green for TJ comes in at 30.9. Curtis Patrick comes in with Darius Geis at 21.5. Curtis nails it. Wow. Almost on the head. That is 1 point for Curtis, which means he gets to go first on the next one. Congratulations.
I can't drop this mic because it's shock mounted from above. I'm done. I retire.
Holy cow.
Highlight of the night.
I'm right. I'm down. Let's play. I'm ready to go now.
So our next pairing, we have Kareem Hunt or Dalvin Cook. Do you want to go for both of them or just one of them? Again, we're going to start with Curtis this time. Kareem Hunt, Dalvin Cook.
I'm going to go just for Dalvin Cook, Kenny Galladay, Royce Freeman.
All right, so Kenny Galladay and Royce Freeman. Matt, let's go over to you. Do you want to go for both or just one of them?
I'm going to offer Melvin Gordon for both of them.
All righty, and TJ, now it's to you. Matt went Melvin Gordon for both. TJ, do you want to go Dalvin Cook, Kareem Hunt, or the pair?
Oh, man. I have a one for two in mind, but I'm also thinking about Kareem Hunt right now. Let me just offer Michael Thomas for both of them.
Michael Thomas for both. All right. We're going to start out with Curtis Patrick. who started us off, offering for Dalvin Cook, who comes in at 27.1. Curtis offered Kenny Galladay at 19.1. Royce Freeman, 14.8. Total of 33.9 and a difference of 6.8. We will shift over to Matt, who offered for both of them. He offered Melvin Gordon, who comes in at 34.3. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that Kareem Hunt is 34. So Matt was basically
whatever,
basically off by the amount of Dalvin Cook. All right, so we've also got TJ, who offered Michael Thomas, who is worth a lot more than Melvin Gordon, the calculator. Comes in at 50.7, still a difference of 10.4. So Curtis Patrick
gets his
second point. Curtis is killing this game, the game he didn't want to play. All righty, we'll move on. Curtis, you get to go first again. We are going to shift to Superflex now, which means we get to talk about the best position in fantasy football, the most fun. We are going to offer the tight pair ends of, obviously tight end, Jared Goff or Matt Ryan, or you can go for the pair.
I'll go for Matt Ryan.
Which players do you want to offer for Matt Ryan?
Corey Davis and Cortland Sutton.
Ooh, all right. Some interesting wide receivers for the future. Matt, which one do you want to go for, and what do you want to offer?
I'll go for Goff. I'll offer Jameis Winston.
Pick a guy.
Anthony Miller. I'll go Anthony Miller.
How about Anthony Miller? Pick a guy that's right next to Kirk that you know, like Anthony Miller.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Matt. All right, TJ.
It's not going to work out.
TJ, who do you want to go for, and what do you want to offer?
I'm going to go for Matt Ryan. I'm going to offer Drew Brees and Corey Clement.
We have Curtis Patrick going for Matt Ryan, who comes in on the calculator at 25.9.
Ooh, I don't like where this is going.
Yeah, you offered Corey Davis, who comes in at 26.4, and added Cortland Sutton to him, which brings you 16.8 over. So we'll move on from there. We have Matt, who went for Jared Goff, who comes in at 47 on the calculator, at 17.6 for Jameis Winston. Anthony Miller, 11.2. Matt comes in 21.1.
Wait, 17.2 for Jameis? He's 30 points off Goff? All right.
All right, and then we have TJ, who went after Matt Ryan, 25.9. Offered Drew Brees at 24.2. And Corey Clement at 5.1. Stayed pretty close. Difference of 3.4. And TJ gets the point on this one to keep the game alive. All right, we will move to the next pair, and TJ gets to go first on this one, followed by Curtis, and then Matt bringing up the rear without having pointed in this game yet. All right, TJ, you get to choose between some Tampa Bay receivers, Mike Evans or Chris Godwin. Do you want to go for the pair or just one of them?
Ooh. I'm going to go for the pair, and I'm going to offer Zeke.
Offering Zeke for the pair. We will slide over to Curtis Patrick now.
I'm just going to offer for Mike Evans. And I'm going to offer Keenan Allen and Tariq Cohen.
All righty. And Matt, what do you want
to do? I was actually going to take Curtis's strategy, but I'm going to go. I'm sorry, not Curtis's strategy. I'm going to TJ's strategy. Offer for the pair, I'm going to say Saquon.
Ooh. I think Saquon's
probably going to be splitting hairs, man.
We are. I know. Saquon's got
one of the most expensive players in the calculator right now.
I'm going to come in with the razor and solve that deal, so don't worry about it.
Wow, you guys are all very close here.
I'm just coming in with the scalpel right there.
This right is very close. So, all right, we're going to start off with TJ's offer, who offered for both. So Mike Evans comes in at 42.9. Chris Godwin comes in at 8.2, total of 51.1. Ezekiel Elliott comes in at 47.6.
Dang, nice.
That's close.
He's less than MT. That's nuts.
Matt Price offered for Saquon Barkley, 51.4. That is close. That is very, very close. Curtis Patrick went for just Mike Evans, who's at 42.9. He offered Keenan Allen at 36.3 and Tariq Cohen at 7.2 for a total of 43.5. Matt wins by 0.3, if my math is correct.
Wow.
That is tight. Well done, guys.
That is, get on the board.
Wow.
That is super close. So we are going to move on. We have current standings. Curtis Patrick started off winning the first two. Hasn't won in a while because TJ won the third point and Matt won the fourth point, which means we're going to start with you, Matt. We're going to go to that fun tight end position right now. A couple of guys with the initials of EE. We've got Eric Ebron or Evan Engram or the pair. Matt, what do you want to go for and what do you want to offer?
I'll go Engram. I'll offer Hunter Henry, James White.
All righty. We will move over to TJ, who was the most recent to point after Matt. TJ, what do you want to go for and what do you want to offer?
I'm going to offer for both of them, and I'm going to offer Gronk.
And Curtis, trying to close out the game. What do you want to do here?
I'm going to offer for Evan Engram only. I'm going to offer DJ Moore and Vance McDonald.
So Matt was our first offer, going for just Evan Engram, who comes in at 17.4. He offered Hunter Henry, who has dropped dramatically to 7.6, and James White at 5.8, total of 13.4. Then we moved over to TJ, who offered Gronk for the pair. Engram comes in at 17.4, Ebron 7.5, together 24.9. Gronk, just 18.9 on his own. So just slightly above Evan Engram. We've got Curtis Patrick then offering Vance McDonald 4.6 and DJ Moore at 10.6 for Evan Engram, who is 17.4. We have a winner of this game. 2.2 difference gives the point for the game to Curtis Patrick.
Nice job, Curtis.
Curtis is the king of the trade calculator.
The trade calculator game.
I can't even tell you, man. Like, pants are off. They were never really on, but I'm just admitting they're off now. I got so smoked in this game last time, so I just feel like this one's for all those people that still believe in me. You know who you are. You're my
both
people.
Of us are I here for you, buddy.
Yeah. You mean just you?
So we're going to go ahead and move to the third game. It's going to be a version of what Matt has dubbed Apex Predator. There have been 32 different quarterbacks that have logged a QB1 performance this year based on a 12-team league. So a total of 72 performances have happened in 6 weeks. 32 different quarterbacks account for them. We're just going to go around the horn and you're going to name a quarterback. You get one wrong, you're out. All right. So we're going to go with Matt leading off. Curtis is going to go second. And then we're going to go TJ third. Are you guys ready to rip through these quarterbacks? We do not have to pause in between. I will tell you if you are wrong and if you are out. Go right ahead, Matt. Lead us off.
Fitzmagic, baby.
He is definitely on there. Curtis, it is you.
Cousins.
Definitely Kirk on there.
Cousins.
TJ, it's you.
Mahomes.
Definitely on there.
Aaron Rodgers.
On there.
Bortles.
He is
Blake
on
Bortles.
There. Good old Blake Bortles. Bortles.
Is it me?
It is you, TJ.
Sorry, luck.
Luck is on there. Matt, back to you.
Drew Brees.
Brees is on there. Curtis, over to you.
Matt Ryan.
Definitely on there. TJ, to you.
Flacco.
He is on there, yes.
Tom Brady.
He is on there, yes.
Jared Goff.
Goff is on there, yes.
Beathard.
Yes, he is on there. Nice pull.
Philip Rivers.
He is on there.
Andy Dalton.
Dalton is on there.
Big Ben.
He is on there.
Cam Newton.
He is on there.
Carson Wentz.
Yes, he is on there.
Jameis Winston.
And he is on there.
Deshaun Watson.
On there.
Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold is not on there. Curtis is out.
Trubisky.
Trubisky is on there. Matt, to you.
Matthew Stafford.
He is on there. Back to you, TJ.
Osweiler.
He is on there. Nice.
Jeez.
Too much DFS here, man. I think I'm going to get this one.
Tannehill?
Yes, Ryan Tannehill is on there.
Case Keenum.
Keenum is on there.
Man, this is getting tense. did Garoppolo get one?
Garoppolo did get one.
There Eli.
Are seven names left. Eli Manning is not one of them.
I know. Matt, oh my God. Price. I was saving Josh Allen. I was saving Josh Allen. That's so bad.
Me too. That was my next one, was Josh Allen. So,
and Derek Carr was an easy one too. I thought Eli was just the Carolina game.
All right, Matt wins the night. Good. So this just, I could have believed this when I started looking into this. I originally was going to do like just quarterback two, like for Superflex, but it's like freaking everybody. Like you just name any quarterback. They have finished as a quarterback one or quarterback two and been a valid starter on your fantasy team if you're playing super flex.
Sam Darnold had a QB 13 and a QB 14.
Yeah. He just missed. The Jets have not had a QB
fraction of a point.
Yeah. Jets, Giants, and Cardinals have not had a QB one performance. There are three teams that have already had two quarterbacks with a QB one performance.
With two quarterbacks?
Yeah, two different Baker quarterbacks. And Tyrod.
Oh yeah, nope. Tyrod. Baker and Tyrod. We didn't say Tyrod. Yeah.
Tyrod's on there. Baker has not had one yet. Baker's not made it just yet. I think he had some close weeks. Tampa Bay has had Fitz and Jameis both getting on there. San Francisco, Jimmy G and Bethard, and Miami, the Tannehill Brock combination. Oh, quarterbacks.
How many did we have left, John? How many did we not name?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Did not name seven. We have spoken on several of them. Josh Allen, Tyrod Taylor, Carr has been mentioned. The other ones, Wilson has two.
Mariota has one.
Alex Smith had one. And Dak had one. So
good game, y'all. That was a fantastic episode.
Well played. Before we get out of here, let's go around the horn. Tell everybody what you're out there selling, if you got anything to sell, and where people can find you. Curtis, I know you got the Dynasty Command Center. Give everybody your information on it.
Yeah, actually, TJ and I, for Dynasty purposes, both repping Dynasty Command Center. You can check out the wares at dynastycommandcenter.com. If you're not familiar with that product, it's a Slack-based community, which it's just so much fun. We're really teaching the subs kind of how we play. They get to see kind of how the sausage is made in terms of how we construct teams. We do daily deep dives in there. TJ does a lot of those, really explains process. It's super great. And just everyone's getting to know each other. There's monthly options and annual sub options. Ryan McDowell is also part of that. Brian Malone, a lot of other names in the industry you're familiar with. Tom Kislingberry for IDP. And then you can find my writing this fall, Pro Football Focus, doing some Dynasty, some college football DFS.
TJ, how about you?
As Curtis just mentioned, Dynasty Command Center, we love doing that. Just all aspects of Dynasty is covered. Like you said, dynastycommandcenter.com. And if you check out my Twitter at TJ Calkins, you can find a discount link to get a discount on your subscription. And for DFS purposes, powerhourpod.com. Go ahead, get signed up for NFL. We got John Proctor, Ryan Hodge. Everyone is just smashing per usual. And if you want a discount there, just use promo code TJ Calkins, CALKINS.
Matt, you won another night. Congratulations. Congratulations. How does that feel? You were a little nervous coming in tonight.
I was real nervous tonight, and I was especially nervous on that last game. I for sure thought TJ was going to get me, but he got a little cute with it there.
Well, thanks for joining us, guys. I really appreciate it. It was fun. Everybody go on over to Dynasty Command Center and learn how to play Dynasty. Don't just ask people. Don't ask them, who should I sit? Who should I start? Learn the process. It's actually way, way better. Play for yourself and have much more fun. All right. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Rate, review, subscribe, retweet, share, everything that helps the podcast grow. Thanks a lot.
Same info on repeat. And the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling at...
This one's really hard.
Yeah, this is so hard.
Watch.
Let's do... Sorry, that's all I can think about now. A little whisper.
I don't even know if it'll come through on the audio. That's the best part.
That's got to be the drop now.
That's definitely the Easter egg at the end for sure.
All right, I'm going to go Matt Ryan. I'm going to offer...
Game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night. With Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With the dummy. Dynasty Game Night. Game night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game night.